the new safety you signed?
Yeah, Brandon Merriweather, who we've played against before. He's very physical safety. Comes down in the box very, very well. You know, he'll bring a degree of toughness to our secondary, to that position, and you know, we welcome him.
How much did you feel you needed to get a veteran in that spot at this point?
Well, it worked. It helped. It helped to have a veteran there, a guy that's played and can share information with a lot of the young guys who, you know, are obviously trying to play but haven't been there yet.
How much does he have? I mean, he was not signed by anyone. How much does he think, you know, his legs and everything, how much did he have left?
Well, he had a toe issue, which he had corrected. And so he's 31 years old. He certainly doesn't need to be put away to rest. I mean, he's a young guy.
He's been on the other side of the NFL disciplinary system for a lot of hits that, you know, can't seem to have corrected.
To correct it?
Well, he's been fined multiple times. I think he was suspended. I mean, what do you do with that? How do you coach that? How do you look for that?
Well, the toughness part you want, the penalties and the issues you don't want. And he's a young man who's expressed thanks in being here and having the opportunity, and you know, I think he'll take coaching. Now, he's competitive. He's very competitive, and to a certain extent, obviously, we want that, but we don't want what goes with it, obviously.
You have to say something to him? I mean, obviously, he has that track
record. I will talk to him, yes. I will talk to him, yes.
How does he fit into the defensive?
How does he fit in?
Yeah.
He's a safety, and we're looking for safeties. So, there you go.
What does it mean?
When they blow the whistle, 11 are supposed to go out there. So that's what we're looking for.
What has it meant for you to have had one quarterback your entire career here? And where do you see Eli as far as how much longer you think you two might be together?
Well, I think he's prepared to be better than he's ever been, to be honest with you. I thought last year his improvement was outstanding. His conditioning, his off-the-season work, even right now, his recovery cycle work in here, flexibility is better than I've ever seen it. So I have, again, he's young. He's obviously very driven. And he's in a great frame of mind. So that having been said, that's an exclamation point.
What do you or I guess the medical staff at this point need to see from Victor to get him into a preseason game?
Well, I think he's showing it. We'll pick when he goes, but he's done everything. Yesterday he did everything. We didn't even have he and Odell both had a full practice yesterday, and both did well, and both are back ready to go today.
Is that the plan again today, not to be limited at all, keep going with that, or is it you have to back off a little bit after a full day like that?
He's going to practice. That's all I'm telling you. They're going to practice. Not necessarily. He has to do things gradually, he's doing them gradually. He's getting to where he needs to be, and his mindset is outstanding. You know, we brought him to the game for a reason. We put him into the work out in Cincinnati for a reason. He didn't get a chance to play in the game, but he saw it. He was in it. He was involved. He was mentally involved, and he's looking forward to going to the next step.
We're 3 weeks into camp now. Where do you sort of gauge where your defense is at this point?
Well, obviously, after last weekend, both offense, defense, and certain parts of special teams need to improve. And so that's what camp is for. So let's take what we have on tape. Let's teach. Let's go back out and correct some of the mistakes that we made.
How did Schwartz come out yesterday after his
He's practicing today.
Is that, obviously a positive sign for him to go back-to-back?
Definitely.
Where do you see him on the line? Guard or tackle?
Both. Yeah, he's played all those positions his whole career, both sides. So wherever we need him, he's smart enough. He understands it. He can play multiple positions.
How's Newhouse doing today?
He's going to be ready to go, yeah. We got to watch him, but he's going to be ready to go.
Is it an extra challenge when you have to add these new pieces in on the fly in the training camp?
Obviously you can't go back to day one, so it's an issue for them. I mean, they got to catch up before. But again, it's the language. It's the language. He's done it. He's played all kinds of coverages, particularly in Washington. So It's just a matter of him understanding what the terminology represents and what his responsibilities are. And I'm sure he'll be accelerated because of the number of years of service in the league.
When Jeff Schwartz, he obviously has a foot problem that he's been dealing with. Does that factor in for you with the fact of how much or whether you can use him at right tackle and how much more difficult maybe does that make it to put him out
I
there?
I hope not. I'm not thinking that way. I'm not thinking of any restriction. I'm thinking where he can best help us, and we'll take it from there.
Is it something though you have to manage long term with him? I know you kind of mentioned that before that maybe that you might have to do that. Is that
well, whatever happens, we'll manage it. Whether he can go without anybody being concerned, whether he does have concerns and he gets a restricted amount, that's all to be seen. But for now, after the time that he's been away from the field, he's ready to practice, and we need him to practice to get going to see whether we can count on him.
How long had Merriweather been on your radar just as far as being an option?
There's a list. Who's available? Who isn't? It happens every day. Some come off, some come on. So he's been on that list since the non-signing in Washington, but he did have the toe issues, which anybody and everybody in the league, I'm sure, was monitoring. He hasn't worked out that many places, to be honest with you, so the timing's just about right for our need.